Over the course of the past few months, the number of undocumented Brazilians trying to enter the United States has greatly increased. According to the Border Patrol, the number of Brazilians apprehended at border crossings increased by 18,000, a 600% increase in 2020. The upswing continues. Just in the San Diego region, the total has grown by a 1,200% increase during the first half of 2021. The migration is primarily economic driven, with Brazil facing an unprecedented recession coupled with high joblessness and inflation. Combined, unemployment and underemployment plagues nearly 25% of that nation's workforce. Much like thousands of families from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, Brazilian economic refugees are now traveling north in hope of a better life in the United States. Hi, I'm Carlos Batara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. In general, Brazil has not been a country where its citizens have immigrated elsewhere in large numbers. Historically, Brazilians living in the United States without permission entered with valid tourist and student visas but remained past their expiration dates. Recently, obtaining such visas have become more difficult due to the country's economic downturn, thus leading to the higher number of asylum seekers at the U.S. ports of entry. Let's take a brief look at the Brazilian community in the U.S. According to the most updated U.S. Census Bureau American Community Survey, it is estimated about 499,272 Brazilian immigrants reside in the United States. Brazilian government sources vary in their estimates of Brazilians living in the United States, ranging from 800,000, according to the Brazilian Department of Foreign Relations, to over 1,400,000 per the Brazilian Ministry of Foreign Relations. Even with larger numbers, Brazilians only represent approximately 1% of the total immigrant population in the United States. So where do Brazilian immigrants living in the U.S. reside? Like other immigrant populations, which tend to concentrate in specific regions, just five states account for 64% of the total Brazilian population in the United States. Florida leads the way with 20%, followed by Massachusetts at 19%, California at 10%, New Jersey at 9%, and New York with 6%. Surprisingly, unlike most other immigrant populations, more women have immigrated to the U.S. from Brazil than men. Recent estimates have shown a differential of 5 to 10% between the genders. On the average, Brazilians are slightly younger, 39 years of age, than the overall immigrant population in the United States, 45 years of age. In addition, Brazilians are more educated than the overall U.S. immigrant populations. 42% of Brazilian immigrants aged 25 and older have at least a four-year college degree, compared to only 31% of all immigrants living in the U.S. As a result, Brazilian immigrants have a higher median income than the overall foreign-born population. Yet they lag behind other immigrants in terms of naturalization. Fewer than 35% of Brazilian immigrants have completed the citizenship process. The naturalization statistics are related to a phenomenon labeled by immigration officials as yo-yo immigration. It describes the actions of Brazilian immigrants who travel back and forth between the U.S. and their home country. Although they may have found better opportunities here in the U.S., They are not willing to break their ties to Brazil. One study found one-third of Brazilians intended to reside in the U.S. One-fifth were undecided. The rest, nearly 50%, planned to return home. Of course, given the horrible economic conditions in Brazil at present since this study, the numbers have likely changed. Thanks for listening. And remember to keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.